This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, what's in the news? Again, it's that Covington Catholic High School and those kids. I'll tell you what, it's in the news day and night. Liberals trying to destroy us, trying to destroy kids, trying to get kids killed, murdered. It's so sick, it's beyond belief. These liberals are out of their minds. But they are going to meet with Trump. The kids from Covington High School are meeting with Trump perhaps as early as tomorrow, which I think is great news for them. I think it's wonderful news. I think it's sweet news. But it's just amazing that this could have happened in the United States of America. Before I get to all that, the whole Covington story, Covington Catholic High School in Lexington, Kentucky, at the Right to Life March. Before I get to that, I want to get to my commentary. I'll read it in this hour and, of course, always in the Newsmax hour, because I think it's that important. It'll be out in newspapers around the country this coming weekend. It is titled, Democrats Are Border Crisis Deniers. Don't Democrats call anyone who disagrees with their opinion of climate change a denier? They're trying to evoke the Holocaust denier label, and that's shameful. But Democrats are actually the ones living in deep dysfunctional denial. They are in denial of what anyone could see, assuming you're not blind, deaf, and really, really dumb. It's time to turn the tables and throw it right back in their faces. Democrats are border crisis deniers. We're facing a dozen crises at our border. They are impossible to miss. We're facing an illegal immigration crisis. Our nation is being overrun. Democrats can't see it. They are in denial. We're facing an illegal alien crime wave in America. How many more innocent American children and cops must die before we acknowledge the crisis? Democrats can't see it. They are in denial. There's an illegal alien gang crisis. MS-13... it's filling our streets with cold-blooded killers, parts of America like Long Island, New York, and Los Angeles, and Orange County, and the entire California are infested with MS-13 drugs and murders and gangs. They torture their victims before they murder them. Democrats can't see it. They are in denial. There is a child sex trafficking crisis. How many children must be kidnapped and raped by drug dealers and pedophiles? How many children must be brought to America to become prostitutes? Democrats can't see it. They're in denial. There is a drug trafficking crisis. How many more Americans must die of drug abuse and addiction before we act? More specifically, there's an opioid crisis. Opioids now kill more Americans than auto accidents. Amazing. Democrats can't see it. They're in denial. There is a prison crisis. Our prisons are filled with illegal aliens who have committed serious crimes like rape and murder. Why should we pay the bill? Billions are being wasted. That money could be better spent on vets or infrastructure or education. Democrats can't see it. They're in denial. There is a threat of a disease epidemic, whether it's TB or this new polio-like disease that leaves American children paralyzed overnight. Who knows what new diseases and tragedies are coming in through that open border? Are you willing to take that chance with your children? Democrats can't see it. They're in denial. There is a humanitarian crisis. Women and children are facing rape and starvation and even death after the long journey up through Mexico. Experts agree anywhere from one-third to 70% of the women who take the journey are victims of rape. Democrats can't see it. They're in denial. There is a welfare and national debt crisis. Millions of illegal aliens already in this country cost over $160 billion per year in welfare, food stamps, court, police, and prison costs. More come every day. Democrats in New York and California are now promising Obamacare to every illegal alien. Our national debt is over $22 trillion. We're drowning in debt. A debt crisis that bankrupts this country is coming. Democrats can't see it. They're in denial. There is a jobs and wages crisis for middle-class Americans. Illegals pouring through our open borders are taking jobs and suppressing wages by providing cheap labor. Democrats can't see it. They're in denial. There is a terrorist crisis. How many terror cells have already gotten through our open border? What if one new 9/11 terror attack happens because liberals left the border open? One. Are you willing to take that chance with your kids? Democrats can't see it. They're in denial. There is a pollution crisis. Studies show almost 1 billion people around the world want to relocate. What would that do to America if the border stayed open? More people create more pollution, more traffic, more greenhouse gases, more global warming, more filthy streets. Ask San Francisco. Or don't liberals notice it if illegals cause the pollution? Democrats can't see it. They're in denial. And lastly, there is a voter fraud crisis. Democrats aren't in denial over this one. They know exactly what's happening. They want open borders because every illegal alien that comes into America is a future Democrat voter. This is the greatest example in history of foreign interference in U.S. elections. Anyone who can't see even one of these crises is in total denial. But if you deny all of them, you are either mentally ill, complicit in the destruction of America, or on the take from billions of dollars in Mexican mafia and Mexican cartel drug money. You pick, but one or all apply to the Democratic Party. Either way, Democrats are border crisis deniers. Did I nail them or what? Is that the Democratic Party? It's not a game anymore. You're sick. You are physically, mentally ill. There's something wrong with you. And I don't believe you're this dumb. I don't believe you're Sergeant Schultz. I see nothing. I hear nothing. Nothing happened in front of me. I don't believe you're Sergeant Schultz. No one could be that dumb. Nancy Pelosi's not that dumb. Chuck Schumer's not that dumb. They're on the take. Somebody's making money on this. Someone's taking money from the Mexican mafia and the Mexican cartels. Someone's making billions of dollars off the border being open. Someone's making billions off child sex trafficking. Someone's making billions off housing illegals and all the lawyers who are provided to the illegals for free, except it's not free. It's free to the illegal, but the lawyers get rich, and the U.S. government's paying for it, and who pays them? The taxpayer. So the lawyers want it. Someone's getting rich off all of it. Someone's in bed with terrorists. Someone wants the cells coming across the border. Someone wants the illegal crime wave. You know, all that money, billions spent on courts and cops and prison guards. Someone's getting rich on all that. And the illegal alien gang crisis. Somebody wants MS-13 in our country because they're getting rich off the drugs that MS-13 sells. And the disease epidemic, I don't know who's getting rich off that. It hasn't been a major disease yet. But what happens when the first illegal brings Ebola across the border? What happens when they bring TB by the thousands, not by a few dozen here or there? What happens when it's your kid in the classroom who gets it? Well, then the medical system gets rich. Somebody's getting rich here. Lots of people are getting rich here. It's all tied in with the Democratic Party. How about the jobs and wages crisis? Who's getting rich off that? A lot of them are rich Republican factory owners, businessmen, manufacturers, billionaires. They want cheap labor. You're kidding yourself if you don't think it's an evil world out there. You're kidding yourself if this isn't about people getting rich off of illegal immigration. You're kidding yourself. But most importantly, it's the Democratic Party at fault. More than anyone else, it's the Democratic Party. All the people that get rich give donations off, all the people who get rich off illegal aliens and illegal immigration invasion, the people who get rich off that give their donations to the Democratic Party. And I guarantee you money is being funneled from Mexico to the Democratic Party by the hundreds of millions. Can someone explain to me, Republicans are supposed to be the party of the rich, right? Haven't we heard that for many, many years? I'm up close and personal in the trenches. I've met every candidate in the state of Nevada. Republicans have no money. Our candidates were broke, and the Democrats, they have all the money in the world. Is it possible it's coming from Mexican drug cartels and the Mexican mafia? Is that how the money's getting funneled to the Democratic Party? Because someone's rich. We all know Hillary. What did Trump spend? $300 million on the election? Maybe $400 million? Hillary spent like $1.5 billion or $2 billion? She outspent Trump by a mile. Where did Hillary's money come from? Possible it's being funneled in for the Mexican mafia and the Mexican drug cartels? Possible it's being funneled in perhaps from Muslim interests all over the Middle East. I know when Obama ran for president, it's a fact that he had millions and millions, tens of millions of donations came in less than $200 denominations. Less than $200 denominations. And they came from the Middle East. And if you gave 200 or more, you had to report where it came from. Now, just as I'm writing this, what's one of the lead stories at the Gateway Pundit? Just as I'm writing this, as timing would have it, because my common sense is always there. One of the stories is former Democrat says the truth is Democrats won't build the wall because they're under the influence of the Mexican mafia. Isn't that interesting? A former Democrat and current Trump supporter unloaded on Democrats. Jeffrey Peterson says the reason the Democrats will never support the border wall, the reason is that they are being paid off by the Mexican cartels. He states in his profile at Twitter, he's a former Democrat who walked away. He's now a Trump supporter. He claims Democrats will never give in on the wall due to Democrats being funded by the Mexican mafia. He says his connections with Arizona politics says Mexico is the main reason the wall is not supported by the Democratic Party. Peterson encourages all Americans to get educated on how Mexico is influencing our elections. Well, they are. I guarantee you. And by the way, one of the ways we could fund this wall in a minute is to seize El Chapo's $14.8 billion and build the wall. There's $14.8 billion of $25 billion needed right there. How many other Mexican drug dealers are there? Let's go in and get them all. Let's bring the American army in because the entire Mexico is a corrupt crap hole. Did you know the other day that when one of the biggest Mexican drug lords is on trial right now in the United States, one of his aides testified that he gave a $100 million bribe to the former president of Mexico. Do you doubt that? Does anybody doubt that? I think the Clintons are getting $100 million bribes. I think the Obamas getting $100 million bribes. I think lots of people are being bribed in the Democratic Party to keep that wall open. These guys have so much money. He had $14.8 billion. What's $100 million? Nothing. I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Let's face it, everyone loves to shop. From my experience of meeting a famous politician in the Hermes store in Paris,
to my unforgettable experience test driving my first 600 horsepower car, in which I said, I'll take it, before it even hit 60 miles an hour.
We are pretty sure everyone has at least one unforgettable shopping experience. Hello. We are Carrie and
Ken,
founders of Income Store. Have you ever considered shopping for your next income? And we don't mean your next job. Did you know that you can walk into Income Store's website through a door on the left or a door on the right?
If you're just starting out or you simply have more time than money, you're going to enter our website on the left. If you've got more money than time, then definitely the right door is for you.
If you're looking to increase revenue in your home or business and would like to create a brand new, greatest shopping memory, all you have to do is change where you shop. Check out one of the two doors at IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
War now!
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, before I do my station identification, I tell you who I am and where the show is and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I want to read you two letters I got from listeners to the show. I just have the smartest listeners in the world. Hey, Wayne, I've not heard anyone mention this on talk radio today, but do you find it coincidental that Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been missing in action for weeks? Rumors swirl of her retirement soon. She didn't put her death soon, but her retirement or death soon, I would add. She could be on her deathbed. Democrats are hiding something massive about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That's clear. Toxic, masculine, Catholic Covington High School students were targeted all weekend. If you're looking for a place to create a high-profile false narrative about Catholics, the March for Life would be the place to be, right? Fake media subsequently tarnishes Catholicism to millions of low-informed Americans. Trump's next Supreme Court nominee is almost certainly Amy Coney Barrett, who's a devout Catholic. Dianne Feinstein's on record as having questioned the dogma lives loudly within you, and that's a concern, during ABC's previous Senate Judiciary Committee confirmation hearing. Not ABC's, ACB's. By the way, it was also Kamala Harris who really attacked Catholics big time. Could be just a coincidence, but looking into the political crystal ball, could Democrats be setting the stage for their questioning strategy for Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation hearing? I mean, there's no strategy here about rape, but hey, let's throw it all against the wall like a spaghetti noodle and see if it sticks. Democrats always seem to be a few steps ahead of Republicans, but not our brave president, Donald John Trump. Sincerely, MAGA, surely, Shelley. And then Shelley followed up and said, bingo, Wayne, listening to Hannity just now, and a caller phoned in expressing the same exact theory as the one I emailed you about earlier today. Hadley's response was kind of middle of the road. Basically, I wouldn't be surprised if he picks Amy Coney Barrett. We know what's going to happen regardless of who they nominate. Smear, slander, besmirch, destroy. Hopefully we'll be able to handle it just like we did last time. Just thought I'd pass it along. Other people are thinking the same thing, too. Can't wait to hear your take in 7 minutes. So that was about 7 minutes before the show. And then here's one from Carl. Carl says, Wayne, you may want to point out today that when we had the economic slowdown here in Nevada and elsewhere, nobody cared about all the non-union and salaried workers that were laid off and placed on lower pay. As a professional engineer, I was on half pay for 2 years, and I stuck it out so my health care was paid by my company. Nobody in government cared about all of our construction workers that went on unemployment. None of us received back pay. When things picked back up, the government employees would be paid for not working. What a country, Carl. And that's kind of the argument I made. He's arguing because he's a salaried employee. So, look, everybody cares about themselves and understands themselves, right? That's why I wrote a book called Angry White Male. There's not a single word in the book that's racist. Not one. I'm not racist. I love black people. I love Hispanic people. I love everyone. As long as you work, as long as you're not on welfare, and as long as you're not a criminal, and as long as you're not here illegally, I love you. And I want you to do well. I love you. I want America to boost you up. I want the optimism. I want the mobility. I want the opportunity. But the reality is, the only thing I understood is, I'm a white man. I can speak as a white man. That's why I call it Angry White Male. I can't speak for a black woman. I can't speak for a gay man. I can speak for straight, white, Republican males. That's what I am. Right? And it's the same thing. I'm also a small businessman. I can only speak for me. 8 years of that communist scumbag Obama, who tried to destroy us and wipe us off the planet Earth and bankrupt us and kill us with the IRS and destroy us with regulations and steal all our money with taxes. 8 years I suffered with that communist scumbag. I have no respect. I've always respected the office of the president. Obama is a communist scumbag. Communists are the enemy of the American people. Communism is the enemy of capitalism. Communism is the enemy of anyone who ever wants to do better in life, anyone who wants their children to do better. Communism leaves you living in misery and poverty, abject poverty, with nothing on the shelves of supermarkets, and if you had the money. But if you don't have the money, it doesn't matter. You don't have money and there's nothing on the shelves of supermarkets. And Obama was a communist and a Muslim sympathizer. I've never said he's a Muslim. I don't know what he is. I know he was raised in Muslim Indonesia. I know he went to Muslim schools in Indonesia. I'll call him a Muslim sympathizer. He was not a friend of Israel. He was not a friend of Jews. Jews are in denial. And I could say that because I'm Jewish. No one can ever call me anti-Semitic. I love my Jewish people. But their politics, they're in denial. They're living in a river named denial in Egypt. Obama was the greatest Muslim sympathizer in the history of the world and the most damaging man to Israel in the history of the world. The Jewish people, damaging. These are bad people. The Democratic Party is filled with communists. Joe McCarthy wasn't wrong. He was just early. Communists everywhere. You think I'm really exaggerating? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Ask her if she's a communist. She'll tell you she's a socialist. Now look up socialism, communism. Online. Don't look it up. Socialism is the economic system of every communist country. Socialism is what they do to the economy, and communism is where they kill you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tells Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, it's up to you to open the government.
To reject this proposal, Democrats would have to prioritize political combat with the president ahead of federal workers, ahead of DACA recipients, ahead of border security, and ahead of stable and predictable government funding. Is that really a price that Democrats want to pay to prolong this episode, which they say they want to be over and done with?
Pelosi's response is the same thing we've been hearing for the last couple weeks.
Open up government.
The Supreme Court ruled that the Pentagon can start enforcing a Trump administration's order to limit transgender military service while the issue plays out in lower courts. The Supreme Court will probably not get the case until sometime next year. And the week-long teacher strike in Los Angeles is over. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
By the way, this just in is one of the biggest Yankees fans in the world. Mariano Rivera, first elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame unanimously today. Great, great thing. Longtime Yankees closer, one of the great, not one of the great, the greatest closer in the history of baseball, became the first player voted unanimously into the Baseball Hall of Fame. In the history of baseball, no one has ever gotten every single vote. That's how great Mariano Rivera is. What a great moment. I got a tear in my eye and I got my hair standing on the back of my neck. I watched him for so many years. Just a great, great player. Wow. No one ever sealed a game like this guy. Came in the 7th, 8th, 9th inning, generally the 9th, but sometimes a little earlier. And it was just lights out. That was it. When he came in, you knew the game was over for the New York Yankees. So just a great moment for Yankee fans all around the country. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My children are members. It's my third year. Over a three-year period, I will have saved $54,000. Wow. I mean, I just look at that and go, wow. What could you do with an extra $54,000? And I went to three doctors in 2019, all of them in the month of December. They were all free. They all took Liberty HealthShare, and there was no copay. They were considered wellness visits. They didn't charge me. It's unbelievable. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. Our guest is here. Jamie Glazov, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly, Jamie Glazov. He is a PhD in history, editor of Front Page Magazine, author of Amazon's number one new release, Jihadist Psychopath. Jamie Glazov's with us. Hey, Jamie, how are you?
I'm so glad how excited you are to have me on. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm a nice Jewish boy who understands, a Jewish Republican who understand, or maybe Republican's not the right word because I hate my own party. I'm a Jewish conservative who loves Israel and is just so cognizant of the horrible Islamic threat that's out there. And it's amazing to me. The Democrats are this stupid or in denial. They're in denial about the border. They're in denial about Islam. They're in denial about radical Islam. They march in women's marches that are run by Islamic crazy people that hate Jews and want Israel to be destroyed. I'm sure they want America to be destroyed too. What's going on is crazy, Jamie.
Thank you so much. Well, I've written a book also before Jihadist Psychopath. It was called United in Hate, The Left's Romance with Tyranny and Terror. And I've been fascinated with the phenomenon that you just described because my parents escaped from the Soviet Union when I was a kid. And when we arrived in America as a little boy, I just fell in love with this country. And I began to see a species of people called leftists as I grew older that were telling me that where we came from was a great place and where we were at now was awful. And so I study these people. And I understand at first we think it's denial, naivete, mental illness, etc. And of course it's a blend.
It's a little of all that.
I would say that, you know, mental illness is up there. But there's malice.
Oh, yeah, no, let me agree with you. Let me agree with you, Jamie. I was a nice Jewish son of a butcher, blue-collar butcher, and I graduated valedictorian in my class, and I was honored to be accepted at Columbia University. So I went to Columbia from 79 through 83, and I've said this 1,000 times on my national radio show, on my national TV show, and in all of my 12 books. The people I met at Columbia were almost all Jewish, by the way, just like me, Jewish New Yorkers, and they were all proud of being communists and hating America. And they're the ones who run the media now, and they're the ones who run the Democratic Party now. So I know it's malice, the mixture of a mental illness and denial and naivete and lots of malice. They hated America, and they said it every day that I was with them at Columbia University.
Absolutely. And I I have a chapter in Jihadist Psychopath called The Utopian Virus, and I explain where this virus came from, where it comes from, what it is. And I have a chapter called The Utopian Virus in Power. And so my attempt is to understand the left and its malice, and it goes back to the Garden of Eden. And because they learned from their master, and they've been poisoned by what also happened to their master. Because in the end, it's the pretension to equality. It's the Tower of Babel. See, the left, they're trying to make themselves self-appointed redeemers to be their own gods. And they think that they can get back to Eden on their own. That's really what it's all about. And that's why they hate Trump so much, because Trump represents the reality that we can't get back to Eden on the world on our own. And we also love America in the sense that we believe in individualism and prosperity and capitalism and all those beautiful things. But what those beautiful things do, what freedom nurtures, is also a component of inequality, in the sense that there can be a great painter and there can be a painter that's not so good. There can be a great singer, but a singer that's not so good. And you see, the left hates that reality. They want that. There's no coincidence why they were enchanted with the Maoist unisex clothing and with the burqa today. They want to erase the individual. They want to erase differences between human beings and what makes them unique.
But yeah, you know what's funny, Jamie, yeah. I want to interrupt because you're on a path I like, and I get it, and I agree with you. Here's what I don't understand. I understand the Democratic Party is filled with lots and lots of people who are the bad singers and the bad painters you just mentioned. So they're bitter and they're upset. They never got rich in America. They're not getting ahead, or they're lazy. And so they're jealous and they're bitter of the people who are successful. What I don't understand is the kids that I knew at Columbia, and my daughter went to Harvard, and I visited her and lectured at Harvard. I lectured at Harvard, and I met all the kids in her class. And I just wonder, why are the kids who are the best so liberal? I can see why people who are mediocre, who are left behind, don't like capitalism. But why do the super bright ones who worked hard to get there? Nobody gets into Harvard or Columbia because they weren't number one in their class. They didn't try hard. That's not true. They're the hardest studiers in the world. That's why they got in those schools. They're the brightest kids. They should love capitalism, because otherwise, if we treated school like we treated socialism, we'd give every single person in the class a C, whether they earned it or not, whether they got an A or not, an F or not, they'd all get a C. There'd be no reason to study. So why would those kids want this mediocrity to rise to the top?
Just a second. I want to correct something there, because on the one hand, you are right that the left might target poor people with their ideology, but I never said that it's the people that don't make it. As a matter of fact, many people from poverty in the working class and the middle class are usually the ones who understand the sacredness and importance of capitalism and freedom, and actually reject the utopian virus. And as you said, what I'm stressing, so I want to stress that it's not the people who don't make it. Actually, a lot of them are the ones who understand the American dream.
Yeah, but don't you think those are the ones who start at the bottom and they make it, Jamie? In other words, what I'm saying is I'm not putting down poor people who make it. I'm saying there are people who never do make it, and those are the ones who get kind of bitter, and they vote Democrat because they've lost hope and they've lost faith. But the ones who start at the bottom, like me, a son of a butcher, who make it, we sing the praises of capitalism all day long. That's who I meet in the Republican Party.
Right. But just a sec. So, yeah, we agree that the people who, quote unquote, don't make it might be the targets of the propaganda. But I'm saying that ideology surpasses all of those things. And so where I believe that you're very much narrowing in, and what's very important to stress, is that it's in fact the rich and the wealthy and many of these people who actually have benefited from capitalism that believe in socialism. And that's the issue, because it's
that
an
ideology. Right?
But it makes complete sense when you begin to understand what the left is. On the face of it, it doesn't make any sense. But once we begin to understand what the utopian virus is and the leftist dream is, and so part of it is the guilt complex. Part of it is self-hatred. One has to understand that there's exactly a carbon copy here as well. A lot of because the Marxists themselves try to argue, like Hillary Clinton and Obama and all of them, they try to argue because they have the Marxist belief system and they themselves are millionaires and have power. they try to say that Islamic terrorism is also the root of, guess what? That people just need a few more jobs. But guess what? Guess what? Those Muslim jihadists, when you study their backgrounds, these are not people who grew up in utter poverty and despair. The same mystery at first is presented to us, what you were asking, a very important question. But we see that they are westernized. Many of them have high degrees and very high educations and come from very wealthy backgrounds. This is about ideology. It's about a hatred of the human condition,
and
no matter
think, Jamie,
how much money they have.
Jamie, you think it might be mixed a little bit with guilt, too? Because the kids I met at Columbia were all rich kids. And they're all guilty. I think they hated the fact they were white. They hated the fact they were Jewish. They felt, you know, better than Muslims. They had to empathize with the Muslims. They had to empathize with black Americans. They had to empathize with Latinos because they were rich and they had their whole lives. Everything was handed to them on a silver platter. I think there's lots of guilt involved.
And there's so much self-hatred involved. And that's what explains leftist feminists, for instance, traveling to Gaza to wage war against Israel with their Palestinian comrades.
Crazy.
And they
Hey, Jamie, hold on one sec. Hey, Jamie, just hold on. The music's on. Jamie, we've got to run to a quick break. Hang with me through the break. Come out on the other side. We'll talk more about your wonderful book. It's the number one new release on Amazon. It's called Jihadist Psychopath. It's written by Jamie Glazoff, good man. And by the way, on the way out, I want to mention a quick headline that just came to my attention. Another liberal, commie, anti-Trump gangbanger, Chris Brown, detained in Paris on rape and drug charges. Another winner. Bingo. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, is My Doctor Suggests. I used to have a voice problem. My voice gets easily hoarse, and that problem is gone. 720 hours a year I'm on the air just with my own radio TV shows. That does not count all the interviews I do on hundreds of other shows. And my throat is now a workhorse. It never, ever goes away. I never lose my voice. That's where My Doctor Suggests colloidal silver lozenges come in. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long, and the silver destroys bacteria, virus, and yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My Doctor Suggests, the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable magical lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and get 10% off your order, 866-660-9868, or mydoctorsuggest.com. We've got our holdover guest, Jamie Glazov, PhD in history, editor of Front Page Magazine, author of Amazon's number one new release, Jihadist Psychopath. Jamie, welcome back to the show.
It's fantastic to be here.
So tell us all about the religion of peace. You know, liberals call it the religion of peace, and you've obviously studied it, and you've come to the conclusion that there's a lot of jihadist psychopaths out there, and maybe it's not really such a peaceful religion. That's wording, that's branding, and it may not have truth. Tell us what the real truth is.
Well, look, absolutely, and one thing I stress in the jihadist psychopath is the jihadists are using psychopathic tactics against us, and part of that is slander, libel, and groundless accusations. So they're trying to make this about the fact that we supposedly, and when I say we, the counter-jihadists, somehow hate all Muslims. This is an absolute crock. It is false. For instance, in my life, I spend a lot of my time, we're trying to, at the Glazov Gang, our TV show, I'm also the editor of Front Page, David Horowitz's magazine, and we're trying to save, for instance, and protect Muslim girls from female genital mutilation. So how can we hate Muslim people and be Islamophobic when we're trying to save and help Muslim women and girls from Islamic gender apartheid and all its barbarities? So the issue is Islam, and absolutely, Islam has components in it. which teach the hatred of unbelievers, the kafir, the kufr, and the need and the mandate to subjugate them. Now, and part of my, and that's why they're at war with us and have declared war on us. And part of my agenda, part of my work, part of what I'm trying to do is to show why they are winning. And one of the reasons they're winning is because the left in our society is in league with them, aiding and abetting them. And what we just talked about earlier, the left hates our host democratic society. They hate our civilization. They hate the Judeo-Christian tradition. And so it's no coincidence that under the Obama administration, our government was saturated and infiltrated by the Muslim Brotherhood, because that was his doing. And so thank God for Donald Trump, because he's overturning a lot of that. But that's what I'm studying, and that's what I'm trying to show, is the unholy alliance.
Hey, Jamie, when guys like you or me state that Obama was a, you know, I always say Obama was a terrible Muslim sympathizer. I've never called him a Muslim. I don't know what he believes in his heart. It's none of my business what a man believes as their religion. So maybe he is a Christian. But he certainly was the most over-the-top Muslim sympathizer, and I think he did more damage to Israel than anyone in the history of the American presidency. I think he was a terrible guy to Jews in Israel, and fantastic to Muslims, and very friendly to all the Muslims, including extremist Muslims, far more than he had to be. I would say that's the best way I would describe him. But he was surrounded by the Muslim Brotherhood, and you just said that. When I say that, liberals go ballistic and tell me I'm a liar. Tell me why I'm not a liar.
Well, first, you can't be a liar if they know the facts. And we can begin with the facts, why Muhammad al-Ibyari was in the Department of Homeland Security, why Huma Abedin was at the right hand of
Valerie Jarrett.
We can just go on and on and on. But I want to backtrack for a second. When you say it's none of your business, let's not make the mistake here. It is our business what our belief, what the belief system is of our leaders. And so it's very interesting how they've indoctrinated with us with that. Do you know, are you aware of what you just said, in the sense that we cannot even make a movie? We couldn't even make a biography about the spiritual journey of Barack Obama. We couldn't even make a movie about it. I can tell you myself, if you ask me, yes, my dad accepted Jesus Christ when he was in his youth, and he introduced us to Jesus Christ in an atheist regime. Why is it so wrong to talk about that? And so we know it's been documented that Obama had a Muslim youth. Dr. Daniel Pipes has documented his Muslim youth. And it's very important to ask and to have the question answered. When was his Muslim conversion? Or, excuse me, when was his conversion moment, if he did convert? If he did convert, okay. If he didn't convert, fine. But why aren't we allowed to know? It's very interesting that we do not know. But here's the key that I want to stress that my book stresses.
And you got about 30 seconds to wrap it up, Jamie, so go.
Well, the Obama administration abolished what is a threat assessment. We were unable to make a threat assessment. We weren't allowed to say the words jihad, Islam, radical Islam, etc., etc.
Crazy.
Donald Trump has overturned that. You cannot
Thank
defeat
God
an enemy if you don't know an enemy.
Thank God for Trump. Hey, Jamie, enjoyed having you on. Agree with your philosophy. And by the way, I was just trying to be nice when I said it's none of our business or my business.
No,
what,
no, of course.
You know, what's in Obama's head? Maybe he really thinks he's a Christian, but I certainly agree with you.
No, I understand you're only asking the right question.
Jamie Glazov, the book is Jihadist Psychopath. Thanks for coming on. Go get it at Amazon. Number one new release.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.